In-person early voting today.
In Virginia, in-person voting kicked off Friday with hundreds of voters casting ballots early and visibly proud to be among the first in the nation to do so.
I woke up early every day this week thinking, three more days, two more days, today's the day. I couldn't wait to cast my ballot.
That was eager voter Nancy Sosa. The U.S. Army private who fled to North Korea just over a year ago pleads guilty to desertion. Reporter Chris Fox with more.
Private Travis King faced 14 charges under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, but pleaded guilty to five as part of a plea deal, including desertion and willfully disobeying an officer. During the hearing at Fort Bliss in El Paso, Texas, King said he was diagnosed with mental conditions, dissatisfied with work, and thought about leaving up to a year prior to July 18, 2023, when he ran across the demilitarized zone into North Korea.
King's lawyer says his client was sentenced today to 1 year of confinement, then freed based on time already served. Saying it was a show that she loved to watch, First Lady Jill Biden hosted the cast of The West Wing in the White House Rose Garden today. The event marked the 25th anniversary of the fictional Bartlet administration hitting the airwaves. The actor who played the famously liberal Bartlet, Martin Sheen, had the same mannerisms as he spoke to a couple hundred people at the ceremony.
We are rightly called to find something in our lives worth fighting for, something deeply personal and uncompromising, something that can unite the will of the spirit with the work of the flesh.
The Philadelphia Phillies clinch a third straight playoff berth and close in on their first NL East title since 2011. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, Ted, I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Focus on is the quarterback situation in Green Bay. Jordan Love was hurt in the season opener, but he might be available to play this Sunday. Love said he doesn't know if he'll play Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of boxes. Obviously, I think getting back to practice and doing that and just, you know, feeling what it feels like to take those drops, being the live fire, things like that. But, you know, like I said, we're taking day by day. The trainer's doing a great job, kind of monitoring me, seeing how I'm doing and how I'm reacting to everything.
If Love can't go, Malik Willis will get his second start. His former team, the Tennessee Titans, hosts the Packers Sunday at noon. The NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers lost Thursday 5-1 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The loss puts the Brewers three games back of the National League's best record. Same two teams tonight in Milwaukee. Wisconsin basketball, both men's and women's, announced their conference schedules on Thursday. You can see them at uwbadgers.com. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, a shower or storm possible tomorrow afternoon and evening, high in the low 80s. Partly sunny, much cooler, only upper 60s Sunday. A few showers are possible right in through Monday. Currently 57 degrees.
Todd Alba.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Next time, Todd's going to be back from Cheese Days in Monroe, and he's going to walk us through Vice President Harris' stop in Madison, as well as any other weekend news. Tune in.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Create a place where people want to work. This is Jim Hightower saying, for a straightforward view from workers themselves, go to the advocacy group onefairwage.site. The Hightower Radio Lowdown is brought to you by the Lowdown Happy Hour, now live streaming on Facebook from the Chat and Chew Cafe. So grab a libation, pull up a virtual chair, and join our freewheeling conversations with political mavericks, musical agitators, and kick-ass grassroots groups. The Lowdown Happy Hour will connect you to good trouble activists who are building people power across America. Get the lowdown at HightowerLowdown.org.
Hi, I'm Drew Brees, NFL quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, here with Bugs Bunny to remind you to get moving every day.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Friday. It's the beginning of the week. Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak. It is, like I said, the end of the week, whatever it is for you. We got a lot to talk about today. First off, next week, I will be speaking at the annual Grassroots Radio Conference in New Orleans. You can check that out by just Googling the name, Annual Grassroots Radio Conference in New Orleans. You'll get all the details. I'll also be signing books at the Frugal Muse in Chicago on October 9th. You need to call them to sign up for that. And at Powell's City of Books here in Portland on October 15th. So just some events coming on. I want to open up by talking about Trump and his fate. Is it going to play out like an episode of The Sopranos? I'm thinking so. Also, the Republicans are claiming that they never heard of Mark Robinson. Say what? And James Hoffa rips Sean O'Brien. And did Matt Gaetz attend a drug-fueled party with teenagers? A lot to talk about here. The second hour of our program today, Congressman Ro Khanna is going to drop by, vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, and take your calls for an entire hour. That will be our entire second hour today. And in our third hour, Trump's 12 most egregious lies and geeky science, the foods that fight inflammation and extend your lifespan. So, you know, a lot to talk about today. I want to start out with my op-ed from Hartman Report today. And, you know, it's pretty straightforward. It's titled, Is Trump's Fate Going to Play Out Like an Episode of The Sopranos? This is, all this stuff is starting to pile up, all this evidence that, you know, what I've been saying for some time is actually happening, that this is going to be a blowout election. And now, please, you know, don't act on this information. In other words, don't think that you don't need to vote. And you don't, you know, we all need to vote. We all need to get out there. We need to be talking to people. We need to be, you know, phone banking and postcarding and calling and do it, whatever you can, right? But all that said, Trump lost by 3 million votes in 2016. He lost by 7 million votes in 2020, the last election. And he's done nothing to expand his base. In fact, if anything, he's contracted his base. You know, when Dick Cheney says you're too much of a fascist, you've got a serious problem with the Republican Party. You've got the Lincoln Project. You know, you've got all these, I mean, literally hundreds of Republicans from previous Republican administrations, high-profile people, have come out and endorsed Kamala Harris. But what's most interesting, and I read about this yesterday in Fortune magazine, but now it's at the top of Drudge right this minute, which is interesting because I wrote this piece yesterday, and it was, maybe I was prescient, I don't know. But this guy, Thomas Miller, he's a data scientist from Northwestern University. And he got it that, you know, the polls are just completely unreliable, right? I mean, the polls these days are just largely useless. They have been wrong, tilted toward Republicans, by the way, wrong. But they have been, they were wrong in 2018, they were wrong in 2020, they were wrong in 2022. And I'm telling you, they're wrong right now. And even although the polls are starting to show that Kamala Harris has a good lead, I think it's going to be a whole lot bigger than that. So anyhow, along comes this data scientist, Thomas Miller from Northwestern University, and he says, screw the polls. I'm not going to look at the polls. Polls are gibberish these days. But I am going to look at the betting markets because the betting markets are dynamic. They literally change from second to second, minute to minute. They are, you know, in many cases national, but the statewide betting markets, there's people. Well, probably the most important thing is that there's real money on the line. Betting markets represent people actually putting their money down and saying, this is what I believe is going to happen. And the betting markets were what Thomas Miller used, this data scientist, used in the 2020 race in Georgia to predict what was going to happen. And what he predicted, now keep in mind, the polls at that time in 2020 showed that Kelly Loeffler was going to beat Raphael Warnock and that David Perdue was going to beat John Ossoff. Neither of those things happened, but that's what the polls said were going to happen. Instead, Mr. Miller, Thomas Miller, came out and he said, I am predicting that John Ossoff is going to win by exactly 1%, and he predicted Warnock's victory, too. Now, he was 0.2% off on Warnock's victory. He was right on the nose with Ossoff's, and he also predicted that the state was going to go for Biden, which it did. And again, the polls were not predicting that. They were predicting a Trump win in Georgia. So now Miller is looking at this, you know, and he's doing it again. He's applying his system to this election, this 2024 election. And he says that Harris is going to get around 55% of the popular vote. This is what he told Fortune magazine last week. He said, quote, it would be somewhere between the defeats of Barry Goldwater by Lyndon Johnson in 64 and Bob Dole by Bill Clinton in 96. We're talking about a blowout where Harris gets over 400 electoral votes and wins Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and every other swing state. So here's the question. If that happens, what's going to happen to Trump? Now, I realize if the election is tight, Trump and the Republicans are going to do everything they can to steal it, including involving the Supreme Court. And this, you know, this is one of our kind of nightmare scenarios, and we've all you know, kind of war-gamed it out and freaked out about it and whatnot. But bottom line, what happens if it's a blowout election and Trump can't deny that he lost, as I am seeing happening and as I believe will happen? I predict that within 1 hour of the networks calling the election for Harris and pointing out that it's an overwhelming victory, that within 1 hour of that information going out, God willing, within 1 hour, most all of your high-profile, nationally elected Republicans are going to abandon Donald Trump. And within a week, you're going to see these same Republicans who are sucking up to him right now, the Lindsey Grahams of the world, the Ted Cruzes of the world, all of these Republicans going on the Sunday shows and whatnot, just trash-talking Trump. Because they will have realized that he has no political future. He's 78 years old. He's never going to run for another political office. He has no political power. He has done nothing but lose elections. You'll recall, Republicans had this conversation in 2022 when so many of Trump's candidates that he had endorsed or even demanded that the party put up lost. And there was a pretty broad consensus among a lot of elected Republicans that, you know, it's time to dump Trump. But then Trump made his comeback in large part because he'd just gotten indicted. And he realized that the best way to fight the indictment was to claim that it, you know, these indictments were actually political, which meant he had to run for president again. I don't think he intended to, frankly. But here he is, running for president again. And, you know, I think what's going to happen is that the Republicans, they understand power. They really do. I mean, most politicians do, but, you know, of all the politicians, Republicans understand power the best. And what they're going to do, what they're going to say is Trump has no power. He has no potential to acquire power. He's got no place to go other than prison. And I think as I said earlier, when Dick Cheney says you're too much of a fascist, you've got a serious problem with the Republican Party. And when that happens, Trump is going to be he's going to be on the outside looking in, and he's going to be heading to prison. And in fact, you know, this isn't part of my article today, but I would go even a step farther and say what would not surprise me at all is if Donald Trump shows up in Moscow living in a nice, expensive penthouse apartment there, hanging out with Putin. I was thinking he might go to Hungary, but Hungary is part of the EU, and that might be problematic for him. He told Elon Musk that he was going to go to Venezuela if he lost, but I doubt that he's going to find much of a welcome in Venezuela. Frankly, you know, he trashes the country so often. But Russia, yeah, or Saudi Arabia or Oman, he's got a $5 billion. Oman is now building a $5 billion Trump hotel complex. So maybe that's Trump's exit strategy. What do you think? I'll pick up your calls in just a little bit. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with you.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about talking about money and why we got to do it, even though it's something we really don't want to do. In our culture, we're almost conditioned, like trained, not to discuss it. You know, it's impolite, it can make people uncomfortable, it could cause conflict. Well, I'm here to say that not talking about money makes it harder to solve money problems, harder to ask for a raise, harder to figure out and talk about what we want in life. Look, if you want to make more money and you want to get better at your money, you got to talk about your money. So let me start with a suggestion that I saw once on a shoebox. Just do it. Find a trustworthy friend or a family member and just talk to them about what's nagging you about your money. Now, you might not solve everything, but I bet you'll make some headway, and I promise it gets easier and better every time. For more money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Take good care.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Our free Hartman Report podcast recaps the show every day. It's available wherever you find great podcasts.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, even your blood sugar levels. Do you ever exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbarine is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbarine's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month's supply of Superbarine and get 15% off going forward. Just go to superbarine.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbarine.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get that free month supply plus 15% off.
Life, spreading lies, causing chaos and strife. Tried to steal a nation, tear it apart. But the end's come and it's about to start. Now his grip on the game is slipping away. Even his own crew doesn't want to stay. The walls are closing in, the story's clear. It's like Tony's downfall and the end is near. Is Trump's fake gonna play out like the Sopranos? Can't you see it's the end of the show? The kingpin's crumbling, losing his might. The lies, the hate fading into the night. He's going down, can't escape his doom. Just like a scene from a monster.
21 minutes past the hour. Yeah, he's going down. Is Trump's fate going to play out like the Sopranos? That's the title of my piece today. Indeed. Thank you very kindly, Frank. Or Dean or whoever. Jesse Water, this is hysterical. You know, this whole meltdown, this Mark Robinson meltdown, Mark Robinson, the African-American guy who is running for lieutenant governor, or who is the lieutenant governor, excuse me, of North Carolina, who's running for governor. And it just came out that he's been back some years ago. He was posting on a porn site about his pornography preferences, which were rather bizarre. And you know, that he thought slavery was just fine. If they brought it back, he'd want to buy himself some slaves. And he called himself a black Nazi. I mean, you know, this is stuff. Now, he's denying all this stuff. He's saying somebody else posted that stuff. But several news sites are saying that they've, you know, confirmed it. For the moment, I don't know. I can't tell you for sure that he said these things, but what I can tell you is that in January of this year, Jesse Waters had him on his program on Fox News, gave him a real nice, you know, let me shine your shoes, Mr. Robinson, kind of interview. And then yesterday, when this topic came up on The Five, on their news, their little kind of, what do you call it, roundtable conversation, whatever, show, When Jessica Tarlov brought it up, Jesse Waters goes, never heard of him. Right, Jesse, never heard of him. Meanwhile, the Teamsters, you'll recall that Sean O'Brien, the head of the Teamsters, said, we're not going to endorse anybody this year. Now, keep in mind, Donald Trump put, as his head of the Department of Labor, Antonin Scalia's son, who makes his living as a lawyer who helps bust unions or advises companies on how to avoid being unionized. He put an anti-union lawyer at the head of the National Labor Relations Board, or excuse me, at the head of the Labor Department, who oversees the National Labor Relations, you know, board and other things. Donald Trump once said he'd sign a national right to work for less law. So in every state in the union, you can screw your union. He has denounced Sean Fain, the president of the United Auto Workers, said terrible things about him.
He's embraced Elon Musk. Elon Musk is right now, SpaceX is taking a case to the Supreme Court arguing that the National Labor Relations Board is unconstitutional. And there's a good chance he'll win. I mean, you know, one of the most anti-union people in the country, Elon Musk. Donald Trump praised Elon Musk for firing striking workers. And, you know, 3 days after the RNC, Trump made a speech mocking the UAW. So in response to Sean O'Brien saying that, you know, the Teamsters are not going to endorse anybody this time around, James Hoffa, who was a regular on my program, on this program, back when I was living in Washington, D.C., he would, you know, come into the studio and we'd have him on the program. He published a statement. He's the former president of the Teamsters. He was for 20 years, more or less, about two decades. And his father, of course, was famously the head of the Teamsters. James Hoffa said, or Jim Hoffa, he said, "This is a critical error and, frankly, a failure of leadership by Sean O'Brien. This election is too important for our union not to do its duty. We must take a stand for working Americans. There's only one candidate in this race who has supported working families and unions throughout their career, and that is Vice President Kamala Harris." He says, "In the Teamsters' messy handling of a presidential endorsement, O'Brien has appeared weak, short-sighted, and feckless." Yeah. Yeah, I think. And finally, oh, poor Matt Gaetz. There's a fellow by the name of Chris Dorworth who is claiming that he was not at a sex party with underage girls with Matt Gaetz. And so the government just filed some papers, his defense lawyers just filed papers, affidavits, saying that he wasn't involved, but confirming that actually three witnesses reporting that Matt Gaetz was at Dorworth's house that night where the party was. And one, quote, "One eyewitness cited as KM provided a sworn affidavit that the teenage girl identified as AB was naked and those in attendance were there to engage in sexual activities. The witness also said alcohol, cocaine, ecstasy, and marijuana were present at the party." And, of course, Matt Gaetz's, you know, close friend Joel Greenberg is serving 11 years for fraud and sex trafficking a child. So is Matt Gaetz going down along with Donald Trump? Ha! I'm not holding my breath, but, hey, anything's possible. What say you?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Goes weekend. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. Oh, by the way, Congressman Khanna has notified us that he's got a schedule interruption here. He's not going to be with us today, just FYI.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99. And you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
CBS News Brief. Hezbollah says a top military commander is dead after an Israeli airstrike in Beirut. CBS national security contributor Sam Vinograd.
An individual named Ibrahim Akil, who has been wanted by the United States for his role in bombings of the U.S. Embassy in Beirut and Marine barracks in the 1980s.
The Arizona Supreme Court rules that nearly 98,000 people whose citizenship documents had not been confirmed can vote in state and local races. Georgia's election board votes to require a ballot hand count. Former President Donald Trump holds a rally in Wilmington, North Carolina tomorrow. Today, Vice President Harris has been talking about reproductive rights in Georgia and Wisconsin.
And now in more than 20 states, we have Trump abortion bans, many with no exceptions even for rape and incest. It is immoral. It is immoral.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new report from the Wall Street Journal looked at the best college for student experience in the state, and their winner might surprise you. The paper says UW-Whitewater created the best environment for students in categories like quality of food and housing, diversity and opportunity, social life, and extracurricular activities. UW-Whitewater has the fourth largest student body in the UW system, with 11,700 enrolled this fall. The cases of whooping cough are 10 times higher than they were this time last year, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. More than 600 cases have been reported to officials so far this year, while all of last year, there were only about 50. Two-thirds of Wisconsin counties have at least one person who contracted the respiratory infection. Minors should be up to date on their vaccines, and adults should get an updated Tdap shot every 10 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba.
Sabrina Carpenter is on a bit of a roll following her win for Song of the Year at this year's Video Music Awards. So what's next? How about a Christmas special? A nonsense Christmas special. Yes, that's the title. We'll feature musical guests and comedy with a dash of celebrity cameos. Carpenter says the special will really jingle your bells, and it will drop December 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern on Netflix. A few nights ago, country star Zach Bryan got a little sauced and took a shot at Taylor Swift on X Twitter. The Swifties performed a Twitter takedown on Bryan until he went into X Twitter witness protection and deactivated his account. Bryan took to Instagram, where the Swifties are still allowing him to function. He offered an apology, saying he is going through a hard time, appreciates all Taylor has done for music, and never wants to show malice toward another human being. He closed the post with "Don't drink and tweet," and then was ordered back to the corner by the Swift Army, where he continued sucking his thumb. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, a shower or storm possible tomorrow afternoon and evening, high in the low 80s. Partly sunny, much cooler, only upper 60s Sunday. A few showers are possible right in through Monday. Currently 57 degrees.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us.
I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global will be here to talk about gas and energy prices. Send in your questions to Jane Says at civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Trump tells a Jewish group last night, that if he loses, it'll be because of the Jews. Yeah. Brilliant. Right? Brilliant. And he conflated basically Judaism with Israel. By the way, we have a brand new app. If you have our old app, go to the App Store and update it, and the new brand new app will appear. And it's new and improved, and it works. And at least so far on the Mac side. I don't know if our Android app has been updated yet or not, but we have a new app. So, where you can listen to the program, you can check out our Facebook page, you can check out our Instagram page, and you can check out our YouTube page. They're all right there on the app, as well as the program and things like that. So, what's on your mind today, David in Woodland Hills, California? David, what's up?
Thank you, Guru. If you will allow me 30 seconds here to set up my premise, give you a conclusion, and then you can tell me if my conclusion is nuts. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this week, 60 Minutes had a piece on a Chinese warship, football field length warship, deliberately ramming a Filipino ship, half of its size, a hole in the hull above the waterline, so they're not going to sink, but they got to go back and get repaired. And they showed other clips equally and even more egregious. And the Filipino ship was 16 miles from the Philippines, 600 miles from China, but China claims that entire ocean as historically theirs. And this tells me that China wants the Philippines, and they want everything that Japan wanted in World War II. Now, we have a agreement with the Philippines that we, one of those will help you out deals. Right. We haven't really done anything yet because we're in Ukraine helping them because Putin wants Ukraine and he wants all of the former Soviet Union and he wants everything that Germany wanted in World War II. So if Trump steals the election, can't win, but he certainly can steal it, my belief is he will allow Putin to take Europe, he will allow China to take Asia, and then it'll be China and Russia versus the United States. Barring nuclear Armageddon, China and Russia win. Then it's China versus Russia, again, barring nuclear annihilation, China wins and rules the world. Am I nuts?
No, you're not nuts at all. I think it's an unlikely scenario right now, but it's certainly the scenario that both Putin and certainly President Xi are working toward. Absolutely. Absolutely. And yes, yeah, you're right. They have been intimidating Philippine ships, and this is a big issue right now in the Philippines. Our involvement in Ukraine has not prevented us from having ships in the Pacific. We have a Pacific fleet and we have an Atlantic fleet, and they're separate. And we do have ships in that region. We just have not directly intervened on behalf of the Philippines. They have not asked us to. So, we'll see how this
shapes
up.
And there's really been no reason to up until now because they're right. Towing the line.
Right. And the same thing is happening, by the way, with Taiwan. I mean, Chinese fighter jets are on a daily basis penetrating Taiwan's airspace. And they've had other ships that are also, doing the same thing. So, it's a problem. It's a problem. And your scenario is not, it's certainly the dream that these guys have. But the wild card, of course, is Europe. And I just don't think that the United States and Europe are going to allow this. I think that our democracies are more resilient than
from your lips Putin's to God's ear.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. David, thank you for the call. CC in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, CC, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Back at you.
I got a question for you, and it relates to data and the polls. But first, I want to ask you, there's two things. This attorney general that we have, is he a Republican? I mean, a Republican, whatever. Is he a Republican?
Nobody knows. He's a judge. He was a judge for most of his life. He was nonpartisan. And he was recommended to Barack Obama by Orrin Hatch, who was the very conservative Republican senator from Utah, Obama went to Hatch and said, give me the name of somebody that Republicans will vote to confirm, because he knew that Mitch McConnell was talking about blocking confirmation.
Right, I recall.
And that was
a disaster.
Right.
He's a disaster. Yeah. I don't know if he's the second worst behind Barr, if Barr's a distant second. This guy is
I don't have anything critical to say about our attorney general over the last year or so, but the first 2 years, I mean, he should have been bringing an indictment against Donald Trump in the first weeks of the new Biden administration. Trump's crimes were fresh in all of our minds. They were right in front of us. They were obvious. Right. And he pissed away 2 years, frankly, which gave Trump the opportunity to do what he's doing right now.
That's fair enough. I just can't stand the man. But anyway, this data you in your Hartman report. But we were talking about what you don't talk about a lot about is data. And I'm thinking about Cambridge Analytica and how they use data to put that idiot in the White House.
Right.
And what I want to ask you, the data, how does it relate to the polls? Aren't they the same thing? And are you saying that the data, as far as the polls, are kind of skewed, or like it's bad data in, bad data out? Can you explain that to me,
sure,
how data works in these elections?
The data that Cambridge Analytica was scraping off Facebook was basically they were building a... a database of people who were persuadable, of people who had voted Republican or might be persuaded to vote Republican in six or eight swing states. And, you know, the Russians were funding these trolls to go after those individuals. So they had literally the names of hundreds of thousands of American voters that they wanted to focus on, and they had their Facebook data. So that you could literally send an ad to this guy or send a message to this guy. Mostly it was the Russian trolls pretending to be Americans, sending direct messages to these Americans. And that, you know, there's many people who suggest that that was what pushed Trump over the Electoral College top. And by the way, a lot of that information went to Cambridge Analytica and went to the Russians via Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort was Trump's campaign manager. And he had just taken $14 million from one of Putin's oligarchs. He was the guy who put Putin's man into power in Ukraine before Zelensky kicked him out, or before another guy kicked him out, and then Zelensky kicked that guy out. They were both corrupt.
And, oh, great. You just made a bulb go off in my head. You're right. One was to manipulate people,
right,
and the other is just a poll. It's an input
correct.
Poll to say, okay, that's good. That's good. I enjoy your show, Tom. I learn something every week. You really disrupt my day because I have so many things to do, but then I have to listen. Your show just pulls me in, and I appreciate your information.
Well, thank you, Cece, and thanks for your kind words. Always good talking to you. Appreciate it. Happy weekend.
Good work.
You too. Martha in Apache Junction, Arizona. Hey, Martha, what's on your mind today?
Well, I've been listening to you since 2010,
mm-hmm,
and I rarely miss your show. And I wanted to talk about the history of anti-abortion,
mm-hmm,
starting with Pope Sixtus in 1588. He was the first to make abortion illegal. That was like 100 years since Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
And in that 100 years, the Spanish had been invading Central and South America and carrying back all the gold and silver they could get their hands on, to the point that they surpassed the Ottoman Empire. And they were depleting the native population with their weapons, advanced weapons.
And particularly with influenza.
Diseases.
Yeah, diseases.
And diseases that they weren't exposed to before.
Mm-hmm.
And so simultaneously in Europe, the Europeans had been learning to read and write and find out there was no pope in the Bible and no purgatory and no reason to pay the priest to shorten your time in purgatory.
Yep.
And so the Catholic Church was losing its monopoly for Christianity in Europe with the Lutherans in Germany and Episcopalians in England, etc. And the Catholics needed to occupy Central and South America to reclaim their monopoly in the New World. So they needed more babies. So why not make abortion illegal? And whenever white men want to improve their wealth and power, and they want to make women have more babies.
Yeah, I have long pointed out, Martha, that the injunction to have lots and lots of children is motivated in Catholicism and frankly in several other religions, and for example Orthodox Judaism, you know, where you see, you know, 6, 8, 10 child families, is motivated by a desire to increase the size of the tribe, essentially, or in the case of the Catholic Church, you know, the power of the institution. There's not an institutional Jewish organization that benefits from this, but you know, the size of the tribe. And the numbers and whatnot, particularly, you know, with regard to internal politics in Israel right now. You know, the ultra-Orthodox have pretty much taken over Israel's politics.
I'm 75. I was raised in the Southern Baptist Church. They were never opposed to abortion back then. They never
That's
talked
correct.
About
they
abortion.
They changed their position in 1979, officially.
They thought of Catholics as having a whole lot of babies so they could sprinkle them at birth and call them, Catholics, and because there was this competition between Southern Baptists and Catholics,
yep.
In my opinion.
Yep, no, I'm with you. I think the whole Catholic anti-abortion thing was we want to overpopulate or we want to outpopulate every other religion in the world, but particularly every other Christian sect. I agree with you, Martha. I mean, I don't have any evidence of it, but it makes a lot of sense to me. Martha, thank you for the call. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. Ro Khanna is on MSNBC.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected. You know, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi-enabled LED bulbs. The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should, too. I had a mail order business many years ago, and I would have loved to have used ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL, Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Ready, set, go! Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. You know, this weekend is the autumnal equinox, and as the cool breeze, fall breeze, settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set. Made from premium viscose from bamboo, these sheets are unbelievably soft and get even softer with every wash. Plus, if you're like me and get too warm at night, you'll love how breathable and temperature regulating they are. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. Louise ordered these, and she says they're like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance sleep short. Designed for comfort and breathability, they'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. So treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use that code Tom for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. And don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury. Welcome back. 8 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm calling to let people know in the New York 19th Congressional District that we're having three events on Sunday for Josh Riley, our candidate for Congress, and our special guest will be Al Franken.
Oh, very cool.
So, yes. So I'd like to let people know about that. They can go to nbribes.com, and at the top I have a link to the information on it. I thought that would be the easiest. But we have our office opening, and then we have a fundraiser in Delhi, and then another rib fundraiser in Columbia County, because it's a big district.
Yeah.
So
that's,
I wanted to make people aware of that.
It's been a lot of years since the last time I had lunch with Al Franken, but tell him I said hi. And
I will.
You know, I hope you have a wonderful time. He's a good guy.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. You know, we're trying our best to get our guy in. We're in one of the top swing districts here, and you know, we're on the edge. We could win or we could lose. So we got to do all we can to get out and get people to vote.
Yeah,
you know,
there you go. Well, good luck, Ziggy. And how's the website doing?
Doing okay. But lately I've been doing a lot more at the office and other things, trying to get out and get the vote in more than anything else.
I get it.
Last Saturday I set up a table outside our office because everyone was inside. And I said, we need to be outside because there was a festival going on. Mm-hmm. And we gave away thousands of lawn signs,
you know, that's great.
And got new people coming in. So, you know, we got to keep active. That's for certain.
There you go. Well, good luck, Ziggy. Thank you very much. Good talking to you.
Thanks, Tom.
Yep.
All right.
Chris in Littleton, Colorado. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hello, Tom. The greatest investment ever, a few minutes to vote.
Amen.
The American people have an amazing once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to make their own lives much, much better, use their power to create the greatest America in history, save democracy, stand up for their own rights, save future generations from severe climate disaster, and maybe save the world from war.
Mm-hmm.
All we have to do is vote.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you. Well said, Chris. Thank you very much. That was a great little rant. Thank you. Mark Taylor Canfield in Seattle. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I have a new music video called Trump Mania, which features samples of Trump making his usual outrageous statements set to my music. So I'll send a link to that to your producer in case you might want to play that on your show sometime. But it's available at YouTube. Mm-hmm. But I called in today because I want to let folks know about a bill in the U.S. Congress that's very important to me as a journalist. And you can read my article about this at democracywatchnews.org. I've briefed several members of Congress on this issue and a candidate for president. The Committee to Protect Journalists and over 50 news and freedom organizations, including Reporters Without Borders, have signed a letter urging the United States senators to support the Protect Reporters from Exploitative State Spying Act, better known as the Press Act, introduced by Representative Jamie Raskin and supported by my friend and representative in Congress, Pramila Jayapal. The bill would create a federal shield law safeguarding reporters' source confidentiality, and it would prevent the government from accessing unreported source material. It would prevent government surveillance of journalistic activity through phone and email providers as well.
Mm-hmm.
35 attorneys and law professors have also signed the letter urging the Senate Judiciary Committee to schedule a markup of the Press Act as soon as possible so it can be considered by the full Senate. And the legislation previously passed the House twice, but has just languished in the Senate. So I wanted to let people know about this. As I previously reported on your program, the U.S. is currently ranked 55th in press freedom by Reporters Without Borders on their 2024 World Press Freedom Index. And one reason for that is because the U.S. currently lacks a federal shield law for journalists. And as a result, some reporters could actually be jailed for refusing to reveal their sources. The Press Act would prevent future executive branch officials from targeting journalists and their sources. It would prohibit most subpoenas of reporters' phone and email records, a tactic that's been used by both Democrats and Republicans to attempt to uncover reporters' sources and identify whistleblowers. So I think it's a really, really important piece of legislation that everyone should know about. You should lobby your senator to support the Press Act and get it through the Congress as soon as possible. It's really important for press.
You got it. We'll be right back. More of your calls and more of the news of the day on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
There's one reason why most probiotics fall short, and it all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code TOM.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Todd Allball.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Next time, Todd's going to be back from Tuesdays in Monroe, and he's going to walk us through Vice President Harris's stop in Madison, as well as any other weekend news. Tune in.
The Todd Allball Show, weekdays noon till 2.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker? Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.